it doesn't show a huge change in price in Donegal. The average went from about 8,800 in 2012 to 9,200 last year, only a 4.4% increase. I suppose the factor that's influencing that really is not a huge amount of land comes on the market in County Donegal, and it actually can be quite a challenge to actually get results in County Donegal, because what comes on the market is generally by private treaty and not by public auction, so a lot of the private treaty results aren't disclosed. So I suppose overall prices are steady really in Donegal.
But it's, as you say, the market in public land sales is very slow in the county.
In terms of public auctions, yeah, it's just, I mean, whatever method you decide, it's a personal option, I suppose, whether to go public or private. But I suppose the fact that not a huge amount comes on, although last year there was about 1,200 acres came on the market, there was a couple of big farms. The biggest one there was on Green on a estate of 245 acres, and it's believed that that's sold by tender for an undisclosed figure. You know, I think there was only, from memory, there was only about, I think, one property went to auction last year in County Donegal, or one or two properties. So it's very, very small, and sometimes it can be very hard to get a real picture of what's happening up there in terms of the land market.
Now, how does this compare to the national picture?
Nationally, prices fell roughly about 5.6%. The national average for 2013 is 9,400 an acre. For Donegal, it was 9,200, so it's very similar from a national point of view. Overall, nationally, in terms of supply, the supply went up 17%. There was a lot more land for sale overall, even though it didn't show it in Donegal. In other counties, there was a significantly increase in land supply, particularly in Cork and Wexford and Tipperary and places like that. So I suppose Donegal fares well in terms of when you compare it to the national average.